بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا.
O Prophet, surely we have granted you a clear victory. O Prophet, surely we have granted you a clear victory.
When the believers were given the tidings of victory after the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, they were left wondering how that treaty could be called a victory. This because by virtue of the treaty, what the unbelievers had asked for had been granted to them. However, it soon became apparent that what could have been superficially perceived as capitulation was indeed nothing but victory for the believers.
لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ وَيُتِمَّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَيَهْدِيَكَ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
So that Allah may forgive you your shortcomings, whether earlier or later, and may complete His favors upon you, and guide you to the straight way, whether earlier or later.
If we bear in mind the context in which this occurs, it is evident that the shortcomings that God will forgive are those that were related to the struggle in which the Muslims found themselves engaged for the last 19 years under the Prophet's leadership in order to make Islam operative and triumphant. No human being knows what these shortcomings actually were, and indeed, the human intellect finds itself helpless in trying to identify any weaknesses in that struggle. But it seems that God required the highest degree of perfection from inability to reach these high and exacting standards that could not achieve a decisive victory against the polytheists of Arabia. What has been said here suggests that had God in His grace not decided to overlook such shortcomings, it would have taken a considerably longer time for the Muslims to establish their control over Arabia. But God graciously overlooked these shortcomings and opened the door to victory at Hudaybiyah, which would have been impossible merely by dint of the Muslims' own efforts.
And guide you to the straight way.
The straight way here signifies the door leading to victory and success.
And that Allah may bestow upon you a mighty help.
هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
He it is who bestowed inner peace on the hearts of the believers, so that they may grow yet more firm in their faith. To Allah belong the legions of the heavens and the earth. Allah is all-knowing, most wise.
He it is who bestowed inner peace on the hearts of the believers.
Sakina, inner peace, denotes a person's mental composure and equanimity. At Hudaybiyah, the Muslims were confronted with a great many provocations, but they maintained restraint and patience. They also displayed total faith in the Prophet's leadership. That they were able to overcome the provocations and behave with remarkable maturity represents a great favor that God had bestowed on them, for even the slightest mistake on this occasion would have caused much harm to the Islamic cause.
لِيُدْخِلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَيُكَفِّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا.
He did this to admit the believers, both men and women, to gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they shall abide, and to efface their evil deeds from them. That in Allah's sight is the supreme triumph.
وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ وَالْمُشْرِكَاتِ الظَّانِّينَ بِاللَّهِ ظَنَّ السَّوْءِ عليهم دائرة السوء وغضب الله عليهم ولعنهم وأعد لهم جهنم وأعد لهم جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
He also did this to chastise the hypocrites, both men and women, and those who associate others in His divinity, both men and women, and who harbor evil thoughts about Allah. They shall be afflicted with misfortune. Allah is wroth with them. He has laid His curse upon them and has prepared for them hell. What an evil end.
ولله جنود السماوات والأرض وكان الله عزيزا حكيما.
To Allah belong the legions of the heavens and the earth. Allah is most mighty, most wise.
إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا.
O Prophet, we have sent you forth as a witness, as a bearer of good news, and as a warner. O Prophet, we have sent you forth as a witness.
Shah Wali Allah has translated into Persian the word shahid as izare haq kunanda, that is, a bearer of witness to the truth.
لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا.
So that all of you may all believe in Allah and His Messenger, and support Him, and revere Him, and celebrate Allah's glory morning and evening.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهَ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَاهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهَ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
Those who swore fealty to you, O Prophet, in fact swore fealty to Allah, the hand of Allah is above their hands. So whoever breaks his covenant, breaks it to his own hurt. And whoever fulfills the covenant that he made with Allah, He will bestow on him a great reward. Those who swore fealty to you.
This alludes to the oath at Hudaybiyah after a rumor was spread that Uthman had been martyred in Mecca. The oath being that if Uthman had indeed been martyred, the Muslims would settle their account with the Quraysh immediately, even though this might lead to the annihilation of them all.
The hand of Allah is above their hands.
That is, the hand on which the Muslims were swearing fealty was God's hand, rather than simply that of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Furthermore, this oath was not simply an oath of fealty to the Prophet, peace be upon him, but to God Himself,